This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to Enterprise Biz Bytes. It is Tuesday, the 22nd of June. My name is Audrey Raj and with me,
Frida Liu.
We have a whole bunch of stories to get through on the show today, Frida. What are we talking about?
Okay, we're going to be talking about vaccine goals, right? And the blows of the gym and the fitness industry and whether we need foreign workers.
Yes, but as usual, if you'd like to get in touch with us and tell us what you think about any of our stories today, the numbers to do that is 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp. You can also catch us on Twitter and on Instagram at
018-BFM Radio.
BFM Radio. Let's kick off the show with some good news, shall we, Frida?
Yes. So according to Kari Jamaluddin, the country expects to cover 10% of its population or 3.2 million people with two doses of the COVID-19 vaccine by mid-July. I don't see myself on the list yet. Kairi, who is the coordinating minister for the National COVID-19 Immunization Program, said the government projected about 10.7 million doses to have been administered by then.
Yeah, so he basically explained that currently for every 100 doses administered, 30 are actually second doses. So in order to fully immunize 10% of the Malaysian population or 3.2 million people, we need to administer roughly 10.7 million doses, and we are aiming to administer 8 million doses just this month in June, and so we should reach 10.7 million in July.
So as of Sunday, 5.8 million COVID-19 vaccine doses have been administered in the country, including 1.6 million second doses. And Kari said that immunization program's focus was to ensure vaccination figures were ramped up.
Now, Frida, remember the last rotation we were in the studio? So that was the week of June 7th. We were talking about how we were hitting a daily average of about 130,000 shots a day, right? That was between June 7th and the 13th. But the daily average of vaccine shots administered just last week, which is from June 14th to the 20th, was touching 190K already. So that's a significant jump within a week, right? The highest daily vaccination figure was recorded on June 17th with more than 221,000 doses administered, and Kairi is hoping to reach a new benchmark of 300,000 doses administered daily soon. Now, some of the other segments that are already, in the process of receiving their jabs include, I think, students planning to go abroad and who need to get vaccinated first. So CITF says that it's received more than 5,000 applications via their website for these students who need to get their jabs before they can travel for studies. Also, about 100,000 pregnant women have been given their vaccination appointments by CITF as well.
Right. On supply, Malaysia is expecting more than 44,000 doses from Pfizer, BioNTech, and 760,000 plus from Sinovac this week. To date, the country has received 4 million vaccine doses from Pfizer, 3.6 million from Sinovac, and 828,000 from AstraZeneca. When Kairi was asked about why Malaysia's vaccination rate appeared to be slower than European countries, he says because the European Union countries hoarded the global vaccination supply. Here's a quote: "The EU negotiates with vaccine suppliers in bulk and uses its purchasing power. Many vaccine factories are also located in Europe, so they're able to hoard the supply much earlier. Countries in Asia, including Japan, which is a very developed nation, are well behind in their vaccination rate compared to Europe, the United States, Canada, and the UK. Adversely, our immunization rate is ahead of Indonesia, the Philippines, Thailand, Vietnam, and we are closing in on Japan."
Yeah, so no, this is more talk of vaccine inequality, right? Because some countries, some poorer countries, they haven't even had any supply come in, right? So at least, you know, if you think about it, we are, like Kairi said, ahead of some of our neighbours, Indonesia, Philippines, Thailand,
Vietnam.
Yeah,
it'd be interesting because I think the next time, you know, we're back on rotation, I'll be interested to know whether I have been nominated.
You've already registered. You've just not received your appointment just yet, right?
Yeah.
And this is for the media rounds.
Right.
So, yeah, we're waiting very patiently. So, you know, at least some good news that we'll expect to have 10% of our population fully vaccinated by mid-July. I think that's something to celebrate as well. Of course, the daily administered jabs as well, our daily average is ramping up. So, more good news there. We are going to take a very quick break. break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about the dent that's been dealt to the gym and fitness operators across the country and what they're doing about it and how they need us and the government to help as well. All that and more happening after Johnny Rivers with Secret Asian Man. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.